Welcome. This is David Guthrie here, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, and just real excited to join all of you today in our very, very, very first episode. I have my lovely wife.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
Right next to me here.
And this is This Open House, and we are going to be talking about all things real estate related. So we're going to be talking about what's going on in the market. We're going to be talking about stories that we have come across in our combined 19 years of experience doing real estate, and it should be a lot of fun. So if you want to call in, if you have a question or a comment, you can call us at 520-790-2040. Again, that's 790-2040, and we would be happy to chat with you. So today on our inaugural show, we are going to be talking about the market, because that is a question we've been getting a lot, especially with all of the COVID stuff and what's happening with the housing prices, and are we going to see a bubble, and is there going to be a whole bunch of foreclosures, and what's going on with, you know, the rent moratorium and all of that stuff. So we're going to talk about some of that today. So
yeah, we've got a lot of topics to talk about, but you know, first, you might have seen some of our signs around town, maybe some of our bus benches or different things like that. Or, you know, if we are fortunate enough to have worked with you in the past, you might know us from that. But for those of you, the rest of you, who do not know us here, just a little brief introduction about who we are. So I started back in 2005 selling homes full time. I was 23 years old and could barely... Can I grow a beard? No, he couldn't.
He looked like a baby. He was a very, very cute baby, but he looked like a baby.
I was pretty young. You know, I could go out and drink and do all the things an adult does, but still extremely young. And the public knew it. And so had a very difficult time starting during that last cycle there when everything was going so crazy. And I was fortunate enough to be in a place where I had a mentor who I went to him and asked him to work. I basically said, I'll work for you for free if you teach me the business, because I couldn't get anybody to trust me.
Because he looked like a baby.
But they're real estate. Yeah, it was tough. This was long before I met
Rebecca. It's true. It was 2005.
And so anyway, he took me under his wing. He trained me. He taught me. And it just so happened he was our foreclosure guy. He did foreclosures for 30 plus years, knew the bank-owned side of things, which is a really... very difficult and very, very hard, sometimes sad,
really awful
side of the real estate business here. And he took me under his wing and said, here's how you speak to banks. Here's how you talk to the asset managers. Here's how you do a very detailed valuation that's going to work for banks here. And just jumped right in, feet first. And unfortunately, about 6 months later, he did pass of a heart attack, 42 years old. And the company came to me one day and said, David, nobody else has been trained in this particular sector. And we've got a couple listings in pre-marketing that we don't know what to do with. Would you take them? And I said, yes, of course, and started working with Ocwen and a couple other lenders to deal with their assets. Make a long story short, one thing led to another, and we just
been doing real estate ever since.
Yeah.
Yep, that was how he got his start, and I joined him 3 years ago. I was the executive director of the Tucson Pops Orchestra, and we were just getting so busy that David begged, and I said, okay. And so we've been doing it together as a team since April of 2017.
Absolutely.
So a little bit over 3 years.
So I stole her from the nonprofit. Many tears were shed. But, you know, we were able to get the help that I needed. And I'll say after that, things changed tremendously. So currently we are over at the Foothills office of Long Realty Company. That office does do the bulk of the real estate in North Tucson area, and just proud to be there. Love this town.
Yep.
Love the people in it. And, you know, we love selling homes, but more than selling homes,
we like educating people. So that's why we decided we were going to do this. We wanted to educate people about real estate and what it can do for your life. But we have a caller. So Charles, welcome to This Open House.
Welcome. It's a great name for a radio show. I am so glad to hear your voice back on the radio. welcome to the family of KVOI, and I'm excited that you're here.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thank you, we are excited to be back. What Charles is referencing is about 6 years ago, I and my mother, Catherine Townsend, did a show called Story Connections. That was a lot of fun, but we were reading between 5 and 8 books a week, and after a year of doing that, it got a little bit much, so...
Yeah, but I complain about my one book a week.
Yes, but we're excited to be back. We're excited to be doing this, and we're excited to be educating people about the real estate market. So thank you for calling and welcoming us.
I can hear the passion in your voice, and I'm going to listen on the radio.
Perfect. Thanks, Charles.
Excited to have you. Thanks, Charles.
So again, if you want to call in, if you have a question about what we're talking about, you can give us a call at 790-2040. So we're going to just dive on in.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yes, let's do that.
Coronavirus.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know, it's a scary time right now.
It is.
You know, we're in a time where a lot of people are really hurting. A lot of people are suffering. And 2020 is just
it's been a year.
It's a wild, wild year. And so how do we gauge the health of the real estate market here when we see all these things that are just absolutely abnormal? You know, we don't have the same kind of issues that we were having with respects to banking and a lot of this other stuff. The market is entirely different today than it was back in the last cycle at the last peak. But, you know, we as a local market here have gone back to peak pricing.
Yes, we have.
And that scares some people, especially when we're in a period of COVID-19, the... unemployment rate is huge.
There's
right
been
now.
The memorandum on rents, and there's been the deferment of mortgage payments. There's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot
but
of that stuff.
I think
stuff.
One of the things that people need to remember, and this is true no matter where you are, is real estate is local. So you can read the articles about real estate in the United States as general, in general, but you have to remember that real estate is local. So David and I cannot even speak to what's going on in Phoenix. We couldn't tell you about it. What we can tell you about is Southern Arizona's market share and what's happening in terms of that. But because it's local, you really, when you're looking to buy a home or if you're looking to buy investment property, you really need to look at what's going on locally and not really listen to the articles that are talking about everything's going to, you know, hell in a handbasket because big cities like New York and LA are really struggling. Tucson's not in that position.
Tucson's definitely not in that position. And so, you know, kind of going back to looking at a statistic that we call pending sales. Those are sales that, you know, are under contract or pending. We're getting ready to give keys to that new buyer and the moving trucks there for the seller to get out. And when we see those, that's a good indicator about what's going to happen here in the future coming up. And so, you know, going back, looking January, February, our market in Tucson metro area, we had about 2,000 pending sales. And COVID, things shut down, things started just looking all upside down. March through April, we did see a dip down to about 1,500.
Yep.
But, you know, as of May, June, it has shot right back up. In fact, we have passed over a lot of those pent-up demand of people that were quarantined, stuck inside of their houses. They were able to get out there, get a home, get under contract, and
yes.
We just haven't skipped a beat, really, when it comes down to it. So when I look at... you know, our own statistics, Rebecca and I, as far as our sales with our clients, we've actually sold more homes during this whole time of COVID than we did during the same time of last year. The demand is really very, very pent up. You've probably heard we have a low inventory in this market. And I think it's hard to quantify that and put that into perspective unless you're actually looking at the numbers here. So when we go back, look at the peak market, 2007, we had over 10,000 listings
right. In
our MLS. Right now, it's just a little over 3,000, just to give you an idea. That's when I pulled it up this morning.
Okay.
And that's a huge shift. But what's happened between then and now?
Well, there's been a bunch of stuff that happened. The first thing is that Tucson has hit a whole bunch of places for top 10 places to move, top 10 places to retire, top 10 places to recover from COVID. So there's a huge demand of out-of-state buyers who are coming in. There's not a lot of new housing inventory that's coming. The builders can't build it fast enough. So there's a lot of pent-up demand in terms of there's just not that many houses right now. Mm-hmm. There's
Raytheon still hiring.
Yeah, there's a lot of businesses that are Amazon. Coming in and bringing in new people. So it's really Tucson's real estate market really is not doing as poorly as some of the other places. And the other thing is that, you know, we've talked about if you follow any of the political news, you talk about, you know, or economic news that they're talking about a V recovery. In Tucson, when you look at the housing stats, you literally see a V. You see February, and then it drops, and then it goes right back up in May. And so that, if you're a homeowner, that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're on track compared to last year here. And so, you know, when we see prices go back up to peak pricing, a lot of people do get concerned about that sort of thing. But the inventory is completely different beast out here right now than it was back then. So, I think we're going to continue to go up here, but we are being...
We are going to take a break. If you would like to call in, if you have any questions, you can call us at 790-2040, and we will catch you on the other side.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Did you know that Bisbee's Warren Ballpark may be the nation's oldest baseball field? Or the Hohokam Canals, built 800 years ago, helped found the city of Phoenix? Get to know our state's treasures at ArizonaExperience.org, a free, interactive online guide to Arizona's people, places, and events. Learning comes alive through videos, oral histories, games, interactive maps, and timelines. Plan a vacation, dig into history, or meet our diverse community. Discover your Arizona at ArizonaExperience.org.
And we are back to this open house with David and Rebecca Guthrie at the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company, and we are talking about what's going on in the market right now. So we want to pivot a little bit to interest rates and what that's doing in terms of the ability for people to buy houses. And we have if you're interested, you can go to thisopenhouseshow.com. That's our website, thisopenhouseshow.com. And we actually have a mid-year market report that we can send you that will give you all of the information that we're talking about. So if you want to look at the stats and the charts and all of the things that David and I are referencing, we would be happy to. So you can just go over there, you can hit the contact me button and let us know you want the state of the market report and we will send it over.
Or you can email directly at info@thisopenhouseshow.com and we'll be happy to attach it as a PDF and send it right on to you, whatever's easier.
So we are going to talk about interest rates. So in the 1970s, the average interest rate was 8.86%. In the 1980s, it was 12.7%. In the 1990s, it was 8.12%. In the aughts, it dropped down to 2.6%. In the teens,
6.29%.
What did I say?
2.6, it's okay.
That's not correct, 6.29%. And then in the teens, it was 4.07%. Right now, the average interest rate is 3.07. So
no, that's a source of from Freddie Mac here, kind of tabulating everything together. Right now, Rebecca and I see our buyers, you know, with the good A-plus credit on a 30-year fix, they're getting in between, you know, 3.5% interest rates on a 15-year with good credit, 2.5, 2.6-ish is kind of where we're seeing this stuff come in. So the rates are historically extremely low. That is where we are at. And the question is how long can this last?
And the answer is nobody knows.
We don't know. I mean, it could. I have some of our lenders say, you know what, this is going to go another year to at least. I have some other people saying, well, brace yourself. We're going to get past the election, and then things are going to start changing. Nobody knows. We're kind of all over the place here. But what we do know is if we compile a number of different sources, looking at where we're at for the coming years, 2021, 2022, we have stats from Zelman and Associates that do a lot of research for us. They're thinking it could be 4.6%. We could have that sort of an increase. Our National Association of Realtors think we could have an increase 2.1% in 2021. Now Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, or Freddie Mac actually is a lot less. They think it's only going to be about 0.7% increase. But bottom line is, I don't know anybody who isn't saying that mortgage rates aren't going to increase. And the big misconception out there that the public has, they say, well, the interest rates are almost nothing. You know, the Fed's reduced these rates down and they're low as can be. They're like 0%. What's the big deal? Well, that's dealing with short-term credit. That's dealing with your credit cards, your car loans, those short-term credit. Mortgage interest rates are tied to the bond market. And so it's a whole different beast right there. The Fed does deal with, I guess you could say, manipulating the bond market there by injecting cash and putting things in order to stabilize things. And they have done a fantastic job, as far as I'm concerned, of keeping these rates low during this time. And, you know, just pausing on that for a second, all of the economists that we look at here, when they're positive talking about a recovery, you know, through this COVID thing, it's going to be the real estate market, the lending and the real estate market that gets us through this. So we all know that these low interest rates are what is helping continue that. However, with all of the unemployment, with all of the things that the government has had to do in order to keep food on people's table, is a lot of stimulus. And that stimulus
inflates the dollar. So it makes the dollar worth a little bit less, because if there's more of something, each individual thing is less.
Right.
So because of that inflation rate, what that means is that the housing prices are going to inflate. The cost of food is going to inflate.
Milk.
The cost of, right. I mean,
everything
will inflate. And so what we're talking about right now is that it's a good idea right now to buy or refinance, because that is a fixed cost. Unlike rent that can go up every year based on the inflation rate, a 30-year fixed mortgage is not going to change. So even if you go to the store, like I did the other day, and 2 pounds of hamburger was only almost $20, my mortgage is never going to change because of the fixed interest.
Right, right. So just like somebody would go ahead and spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to put solar panels on their house to hedge against increased pricing of their electric bill, we're finding that the smart money right now is locking in those low interest for their rental properties that they have to keep their portfolio cash flowing well, because we do predict rents will continue to go up. But more than that, mortgage rates, some of our sources are saying they could be 6-9% in between 2025 and 2030. That's a huge jump. If you can imagine what your affordability is today at 3.07%, we can easily do the math for you, and you can see, well, what kind of a house are you going to be able to buy at a 9% interest rate or a 6% interest rate? Even a 4 or 5 changes things dramatically, especially in those price points that are extremely hard. So when we're looking at future college tuition, income, rent, food, all of those things rising, we're talking about real money that is going to change and go out of people's pockets in those future years. And so what we're telling people right now, our friends, our family, our clients, is if you're fine with your house for the next 10, 15, 20 years, great, fix it up, make it be the way you want, refinance, get in that low interest rate. But if you are like so many of us, including Rebecca and myself here, where we need a home office, we need a room that
for
we
schooling.
Could probably school
yep,
the children
we need a schooling
at
room.
And do all of that stuff. When we originally bought our home, we weren't thinking about the
we
need.
Bought our house in 2009. We were engaged, but we weren't married yet, and we didn't have any kids, and we didn't know. And so we're, you know, having these same conversations that we're having with you right now about fixing up or moving or refinancing, and you know, all of these conversations. So we get these dining room table, these late night conversations. And that's part of why we wanted to do the show, this open house, was to talk about those things.
And on that note, a little bit more about this show, just so you guys know, I don't want you to think you're going to tune in every single week and just hear boring statistics or just hear things be like, all right, well, I better run out, call David and Rebecca right now and buy this house, otherwise I won't be able to afford it tomorrow. No, this is going to be a fun show. We're actually going to be bringing a lot of people on this show that we know, that we do business with. I want to bring on air conditioning people to talk about air conditioning stuff, interesting stories with construction work, remodel mistakes, all of that kind of stuff that we see out there.
If you want to sell your house, where do you get the most bang for your buck? Because we can all watch HGTV and see the beautiful houses, but what is actually going to add the most value to your house?
Right.
Because we can't tell you the number of times we've walked in and people are like, oh, we did this, this, and this, and it'll add all of this value. And we're like, sorry, I know you just spent, you know, $15,000 to do all of those things, but that doesn't give you $15,000 in equity. It just doesn't. So again, if you have any questions, you can call us in at 790-2040. We've got about 4 minutes left. And so we want to talk a little bit about what's going on in terms of the different segments of the different markets. Right now, David and I do open houses almost every weekend. This weekend, we will not be because we are moving. But usually...
Yeah, we practice what we preach.
Yes.
And are actually adding to our portfolio regularly right now. So...
Yeah. So, usually we do open houses and we have people come in, and one of the things they ask us is, so how's the market doing? And that's a question that actually has an answer that says, it depends. Are you talking about, what price point are you talking about? What area of town are you talking about? Are you a buyer or are you a seller? Right now, it's a solid, solid, solid seller's market. I mean, David talked about how low the inventory is.
We cannot keep listings in our inventory. I can barely get our pictures out there before we have offers from either our clients or our office or other brokerages out there in the community. Multiple offers are definitely the norm. Escalation clauses where a buyer will go ahead and make a ceiling of here's what I'm willing to pay, but I'll go $1,000 or whatever over every other competing offer, pretty much in almost every single offer that we see. And we do see sellers being less and less willing to do a lot of repairs, especially smaller repairs right now. If we do price these homes correctly, though, and have good upfront communications and expectations, I'm seeing, at least on our listings, that these properties are appraising. I know there is some word out there that it seems like a lot of these homes aren't appraising, and I think that's just due to them being priced in an area where even if there's a lot of buyers coming in, we just can't support it that fast.
Right. So if you're a seller, you know, we have multiple offers on a house, one of the things that we can say to the appraiser is, look, we had multiple over asking price offers on this house, which indicate that the market is supporting the price demand of this house. So let's say we listed a house at $299 and we have offers coming in at $305, $310, or $310, $315. We can show the appraiser, hey, look, people think it's worth this, and that can help. So it really does actually matter who you're working with. It's a good time to pick somebody who knows what they're doing, who's been in the business for a while.
Or has that brokerage support that can really get behind and make sure that you're getting taken care of.
Right. So we've talked about a lot of statistics. We've given you a lot of information. We've sort of brain dumped on you to just sort of give the underlying basis of where we're at right now. And if you want to see any of this information, you can go to the website thisopenhouseshow.com or email us at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And
more than statistics, we want to hear from you guys. I would love to hear, if you want to send me your emails to info@thisopenhouseshow.com, I'd love to hear some of your crazy real estate stories. What are some of your experiences buying and selling homes?
Yeah, one of the things that we're going to talk about, we've got about 30 seconds left for this show, but next week we're going to talk about some of our crazy stories, including finding a placenta in a freezer.
Well, don't give away too much here, but we would love to hear from you guys, and hopefully if you have show ideas, let us know. Info@thisopenhouseshow.com. I'm David Guthrie.
I'm Rebecca Guthrie. This is This Open House Show, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Have a great week.